Federal officials say more than 400 people are facing charges in the mortgage fraud probe, including 60 people arrested Wednesday during sweeps in several major cities. Many of the accused were employed in the real estate industry as mortgage brokers, property appraisers, or title agents, and some worked at banks issuing loans. Officials say those individuals abused their positions to inflate a property's value or pass along false information about a buyer or a home to claim the mortgage. In Miami alone, officials say 102 people have been charged since last September. U.S. Attorney for South Florida Alex Acosta says some schemes involved people using stolen identities, for example, to get a mortgage on a home worth $100,000.
They will then flip that to a second stolen identity for $200,000. Then they'll flip that to a third stolen identity and sell it for $300,000, in essence, inflating the price year after year. So they walk away with $300,000 for a home they paid $100,000.
Officials say some of those charged in the probe belong to criminal organizations that were using the schemes to launder money raised through illegal activities. FBI Assistant Special Agent Tim Delaney said the majority of cases involved the cooperation of several people tied to the real estate and mortgage industries with the simple goal of making money.
These are the frauds that the FBI is most interested in putting our resources to because they inflate the housing market prices when it's not warranted. In many of the cases we've seen, no one ever even lived in the house.
Officials say the fraud operations have a damaging effect on Miami and other communities because they create artificially high home values and often lead to foreclosures. They say additional arrests are expected as officials continue to uncover bogus mortgages. In a separate action, authorities in New York arrested two former managers of Bear Stearns Investment Bank for concealing problems in some of the firm's subprime mortgage holdings. The men are accused of fraud in managing hedge funds that collapsed last year, months before the firm said it had lost billions of dollars in investors' money. The bank's problems helped spark the subprime mortgage market crisis. Brian Wagner, VOA News, Miami.